Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm a sad, sad, sad little boy today.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm sad.
I know. This was a really sad episode. It was very Titanic.
Except at that point, I don't want to spoil anyone, but Jen didn't go, "I'll never leave you, I'll never leave you. Is anyone out there?" And Jen said, "Over here, over here."
So he was more committed than Rose, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Rose was kind of, she was committed to up until the point she had to save her own skin. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Titanic.
Yeah, it was...
ship sinks.
This was a really good, I know some people didn't like this episode. I think it's more they were just upset that the characters died than anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this was a really good, I mean... This is kind of the episode I think some people have been waiting for. This is the final season, you know, and we're kind of waiting for really the first big bloodshed.
Well, the bloodshed has started.
And, of course, you know, little side characters getting killed, that's expected. But some major A-list characters were killed off in tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Or were they?
Oh, come on.
Well, we'll get into that.
You think they're coming back?
Well, we'll get into that in
recap. That's just crazy talk.
Before we get into that, we have a couple cool announcements. First up, for the people that are attending the Lost Party, we are releasing a special final season poster with Jack and I. And it was just an amazing job by Frankie Frack.
I wish I had that talent.
Franco the Third.
I know I said that when you made Kate on the Rocks, but...
Yeah, you might know him from doing King of the Rocks, or probably more than likely know if you're a Harry Potter fan. He is one of the hosts on Pottercast, and he's also an amazing artist. And yes, he did the poster for us for the final season. We're putting out a couple things for the last season, as you know, this is it. This is all we're going to have forever and ever.
We're going to have life jackets?
Yes, life jackets and tissue boxes. Yes. Actually, we should do tissue boxes. So the posters are up now. I'm going to post a link to it in the post. We also posted a link on the Twitter page. And I think there's a link on ublog.org as well. The page itself is called jayandjackshop.ecrater.com. That's the store we set up.
What is it?
jayandjackshop.ecrater.com. ECRATER. And we're just doing a limited run of only 250. And this will be only, it's pre-orders only for people that are coming to the Lost Finale Party in LA. But if these sell out and do well, we will do another run to let everybody be able to purchase these posters because they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, if everybody wants one, we won't turn you away.
So if these do well, we will do a second run and let everybody able to do them. Unless we don't have the capacity to do the shipping and everything, so we're trying to keep it small first, and we'll go from there.
I'll say if you didn't cry in tonight's episode, then you don't get a poster.
And also, I wanted to have it done by today, but it's going to be pushed back a little bit. But after years in the making, I finally finished the Lost Podcast music album.
And it's about time.
I know. And it's going to feature all of the terrible songs that you love, including some that I haven't heard in a long time. And some bonus tracks as well. I found some bonus tracks.
Wow, bonus tracks.
Including Jack's question at Comic-Con and my question at Comic-Con.
How's that a song?
Well, it's a bonus track. So it's not like... It's kind of just giving you some little
extra. It wasn't like Glee. I didn't get up and start singing my question. Hey, is there going to be an underwater hatch?
It's a bonus track. It's just like giving someone a little, you know, a little something extra.
A little something, you know, for the effort.
And also as a bonus track, I'm putting the enhanced version of the first ever episode of The Lost Podcast.
Oh, I don't think you could enhance that one. No. You didn't tell me that. I did not vote on that.
We only put that out for, I think, 1,000 people when we did the enhanced version. And so
you're talking the very first episode?
Very first episode ever. I found the original masters.
Well, it's cool because the crackpot theory was correct.
That's what I'm saying. It's like people can hear
Are people still doubting that Jack was actually worked on John Locke, was his doctor now after the tonight's episode.
We'll leave that for later. But yes, the Lost Pod, it's called The Lost Podcast Music Volume 1, 2005.
It's got a cool album cover too.
Yeah, and I'll put the album cover so you can see it right now. And follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JayandJack, for once it is up on iTunes for you to purchase.
Also, should we say that there's a rumor, I don't know if it's fact yet, but the final episode of Lost is being, they're adding a half hour.
Yeah.
So it now looks like it's going to end at 11:30.
Uh-huh.
So 10 more minutes of action, 20 more minutes of commercials.
Hey, they got to get their money somehow, right?
Yes.
All right, guys, that's enough of our jibber jabber. Let's get into the Lost recap.
I say we do it.
Lost recap. Lost recap. Lost recap.
See, this is where the album comes into play. See, you're worried that you may never hear this song again? Well, hey, it's going to be on the album.
That'll be a big seller. You know, my original name was going to be Doughboy.
Why is that?
Because he called the kid Doughboy. Sawyer did when he took the gun away from him.
Ah, okay.
But
you should have stuck with that.
I just was in tears.
You should have stuck with your guns.
I'm sad.
All right. So this one actually starts out with the flash sideways, and Locke wakes up after his surgery, and Jack is there, and he tells him that he fixed his dural sac, and he says while he was in there, he thinks that he is a candidate.
You're a candidate, Locke.
So,
Mr. Locke, I'm sorry.
I guess that's who the candidate is.
Yeah, it's John Locke.
That could be debatable, but now, I think that's pretty straightforward.
Well, who else would it be?
I don't know, someone that's not in the Flash Sideways world.
Claire?
No.
Not too many people left. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
Jack, once again, he wants to fix John Locke, but Locke doesn't want to have any of it. He doesn't want to be fixed.
No.
And Helen shows up and thanks Jack by giving him a kiss. I think it was a kiss on the lips. All, it was like in the corner of the lips.
Yeah, it was. And I think Jack started crying then. it was almost like a Married with Children episode.
Locke doesn't want to get, doesn't want to take the surgery to let him walk again. And we find out later why that is.
Yes.
We then go back to the reality, the modern or the current timeline.
Okay, could you really say it's reality?
No. What is reality?
What's reality in the TV world?
Yeah. We're with Jack wakes up in the catamaran and Saeed is there. And
kind of scary, wasn't it? It's kind of like a vulture when you're in the desert and a vulture kind of looks at you and goes, oh, darn, he woke up. I was thinking about getting something to eat.
Well, Sai kind of tells them the plan that they're on the Hydra Island, and then we go to the Widmore and the Losties, and Doughboy, the nerd herder, tries to put Sawyer in the cage, and Sawyer's like, uh-uh, I'm not going back in there.
Well, he says, I have the gun.
Uh-huh.
And no, you don't.
But then Widmore points a gun at Kate saying, she's not on the list, so I can kill her.
I don't need her.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need her. Sawyer, having been in the cave and seeing the list, knows this. He decides to give the gun back.
Well, Widmore says, I'm doing this for your own good.
Yeah.
And was he at the time?
Well, he said, believe it or not, this is for your own good. And I guess we found out later that was true.
Well, who knows at this point? We just don't know.
We then go back to the Flash Sideways, and Jack pays a visit to Dr. Nadler.
Yes. Dr. Bernie Nadler.
Good old Bernard. And, he kind of had the look like, oh, I saw this guy before. And, well, he did because Jack says, he was on Oceanic Flight 15.
Well, Jack was flirting with old Rose. He was making moves on his wife. So Bernie was a little upset.
I don't know if he was upset. Was he upset?
Bernie was mad.
Is he a jealous type?
He was a jealous. He was going, he's ex-Dharma.
According to you.
Yes.
But yeah, so Jack says that, he went surgery 3 years ago and he thinks it was related to the crash that put Locke in the wheelchair and he wants to find out why. And then Bernard gives him Anthony Cooper's name. And
well,
says
I can't
that this
tell you what happened, but
yeah.
I can give you his name.
And
do Dennis have that same code of conduct?
Yeah.
They can't give up the.
Yeah, doctor patient confidentiality.
Okay.
Doctors are doctors.
I'm not insulting any dentist out there.
I think you swear you're an anti-dentite.
No, I'm not.
You are an anti-dentite. Man, you're just on a roll today.
don't read my Twitter.
We then go out of the flash sideways to Locke, Jack, and Saeed. And Locke, you know, says, you know, you need to trust me. And he says, I could kill all of you if I want to, but I haven't yet. Is that really a good reason to trust him?
Well, I think he's basically telling him, do it my way or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
But Jack knows he can't kill him.
So then why did he go along with it? But, maybe it just took a while for Jack to finally realize
But Locke should know that he can't kill him either, right?
He does know that. That's why he's not letting it on to
I know, but Jack should. Locke should know that Jack knows that Locke knows that he knows that he can't kill him, right? At this point, they should all know what's the deal.
Maybe. We then go to the cages with Sawyer and Kate. And, you know, Kate says, you know, he wasn't going to do it. And Sawyer tells her about the list and that she isn't on the list.
You're not on the list, Kate. And Kate was like, going, really? I'm not on the list.
We then go to Sun and Jin, and they're talking about Ji-Yun and how he saw the pictures of her. And
for all the people who are going to send emails, I don't know why they weren't speaking Korean. We get a lot of emails. Why, when they're just together, why don't they just speak Korean?
I don't know, because it's easier to watch.
It's either for the listeners that don't speak Korean, I think.
Yeah.
They have to take notes and can't take notes writing down the subtitle. I think they did it for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. It's a good question.
We got a lot of emails last week about that, and I really don't know.
I mean, that is a good question, and I think it was maybe they're giving them a chance to share a scene. I mean, that's really the first scene that they've shared, a conversation.
Yeah.
And where they both spoke English.
And one of the last.
Yeah, of course.
Well, on island.
Well, no, because they speak Korean in the flash sideways.
That's true. Yeah, there you go.
So this was really the first real conversation that both of them have had speaking English with each other.
Hey, I'm cool with it.
So maybe it was just an opportune time for something like that to happen.
Like I said, I'm cool with it.
But Sun has his ring and gives it back to him, which was very sweet.
Did you know that you notice that you watch Jin's face again? He breaks into a cold sweat when he puts the ring back on his finger.
We then have the Wind Smokey attacks situation. And you just knew then that Doughboy, the nerd herder, was going to get
Doughboy
killed.
Doughboy was just toast.
I mean, it was just a matter of time.
He's did more than press his little tummy there.
He was slammed into the cages and...
all right.
What?
First complaint of the episode.
Okay, what's that?
Kate's reaching for the keys.
Yes.
Why wasn't Sawyer, who probably has a longer reach, reaching for the keys? Kate was probably about...
Her arms were thinner, so maybe she could get through the bars.
No, the cage wasn't that way.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
In fact, at that point, I don't even know if it's just an extra or Sawyer, because we don't see Sawyer. Actually, we just see his legs.
Uh-huh.
So it could have been Sawyer. Not so. I don't know. Could have been Josh Holloway.
Well, Lapidus takes action. He tries to kick down the door.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was kind of a prelude to what was going to happen later on in the episode with Lapidus and doors.
It was. But Jack shows up, and he gets the keys and lets him out.
Got
says
him.
That he's with him.
Yes.
And gets them out of Dodge, as they say. We then go to commercial break. We come back. The Lossies are trekking through the jungle yet again, and they meet up with Saeed.
And Frank, just breathing hard.
What's wrong with that? They just escaped death.
It was night when he escaped. He's had a couple
but it's
hours.
It's humid.
Well, that shows you why Frank can't hold his breath for a long time.
We then go back to the flash sideways, and Jack goes to a nursing home where Anthony Cooper is.
Yes.
And as he's trying to get in, Helen shows up with a pot of flowers.
Yeah. And I think they're lilies. Were they? No, not lilies. They're tulips or something. I don't know what they are.
I don't. You're the flower guy.
Yeah, I'm the flower guy, but I don't know what they are.
That was your nickname.
Yes, it was.
And when you were a kid. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
But she wants to know why he's there, and he says, you know, he wanted to find his father. To find out why he doesn't want to have the surgery
exactly.
To fix his legs. And then she shows him Anthony Cooper, who seems to be in a vegetative state.
Now, at this point, what we know about Anthony Cooper before,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any sympathy for the guy?
No, I don't.
I didn't. You should look at him and go, wow, that's pretty tragic. But I looked at him and go, you deserved it.
Well, and the thing is, like, it was obvious that Locke and his father shared a better relationship in this timeline.
Yeah.
But still, it's almost you can think that this current Anthony Cooper was paying for the sins of the other Anthony Cooper, which is sad if this Anthony Cooper was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's whole karma thing.
But we didn't see, we've never seen him as a nice guy. Now, I don't wish that on anybody, but it was like, I looked at it, I go, okay. I'm not feeling any pain for you. I'm not shedding a tear for you.
Yeah. We then come out of the flesh sideways, and Locke arrives at Ajira, kills the guards, rather Saeed style.
Yeah, I did.
Snapping one of their necks and shooting the other one. He goes in and he finds a wire.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. What was with the Gilligan's Island stairs?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I was like going, wow. Now, if they really didn't want these guys to take the plane, why would they build Gilligan Island stairs?
Locke later said they wanted to be on the plane in a confined area to blow him up. Yeah, but which also was
that
his
should
plan.
That should have been the key that they were going to blow had a trap for you because they had. Why would you build stairs?
Well, exactly. But maybe Locke built those stairs.
I never thought about that, but
wouldn't you, this was all one big long con by Mann and Locke.
True.
I mean, this was one big long con, and Sawyer played right into it.
Because Sawyer hasn't been thinking rationally. Like he hasn't. He's out there.
He just wants to get off that island. But he shows him the bomb, tells what the plan was, and wants to go on the sub instead. And Sawyer tells Locke that he was wrong about him, but he still doesn't believe him, and he wants Jack to push him into the water, and he'll take care of the rest.
Right.
What was he supposed to take care of? I didn't see much of any taken care of once that happened.
Well, let's go.
Get her!
Yeah.
We then go back to the flash sideways, and Jack is back at the hospital at Locke's bed. And Claire shows up and says that she got a box that was supposed to be given to her by her father.
Right.
It was part of the will. And she opens up the box, and it is playing Catch a Falling Star.
And put it in your pocket. It would have been nice to see Claire get up and kind of walk around in a trance.
yeah, so, you know, it's...
Maybe frizz her hair out a little bit.
Was this Christian Shepherd kind of trying to reach her from beyond the grave to stimulate her to remember her other self?
He spent time with her. Mm-hmm. You know, because remember she said, I have no knowledge of him. I don't remember him.
Yeah.
I never met him. Maybe he was saying, you know, as a baby, I was around you.
But Jack asks her where she's staying, some motel, and he says...
But it didn't ring a bell to Jack, so he never sang it to Jack?
I guess not.
Because it didn't click with Jack.
So I guess he keeps, you know, his lullabies separate.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have a special lullaby with each child, I guess.
Well, see, the lullaby he gave Jack was Highway to Hell.
You're a loser. You're a loser. Go to sleep, you big loser.
You don't got what it takes. You don't got what it takes.
You big loser. Cry. Are you going to cry?
Big baby. We then go to the submarine siege, and Sawyer, they're all kind of around the sub there, and Sawyer sends him, Hurley.
You said, why don't you just send Smokey?
Yeah. That's the easy. And he can't be killed.
And this is where I knew something was going on because he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He let Sawyer bark the orders. And I'm like going, and like even your mom said, why is the son going?
Yeah.
Well, she's killed before.
Yes, she has. Poor Colleen. Other follow pursuit, and they get into the sub. They take over. But you know what? Okay. Shouldn't. Why, if all these people were like hiding and everything, why'd they let them get into the sub?
Yeah, that whole scene was just crazy. And people are asking me if I can still defend Mann and Locke being a good guy.
I don't think you can, honestly.
He was being ditched.
I try and give you the benefit of the doubt, but I think your argument's done. I think it's obvious. Well, we'll get into this once it happens. But okay. So Locke tries to convince Jack to stay, but Jack says, you told me to stay, and knocks him into the water.
Well, he said, Locke told me to stay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Locke told me to stay.
He didn't say you told me. He said Locke told me.
But Jack knocks Locke into the water. Sawyer asks Claire to come, but she's still shooting. So then he leaves without her. Kate gets shot, is taken
And people, you could hear them cheering, which I was against.
Jack tries to fix her, asks for his backpack. But Locke did the old switcheroo and put the bomb in the backpack.
Yeah.
And
get my first aid kit. Oh, bummer.
And when Claire was upset that they were leaving, he's like, trust me, you don't want to be on that sub.
So we knew there was something up.
Well, yeah. Down. There's a bomb on there. And
Can you say bomb on a sub?
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it's obvious now. I think he's tipped his cards. He wants the Losties dead.
I would have to agree with you.
He wants a lot. I mean, it's obvious now that he needs a lot. He needs all the candidates dead, which has been kind of one of the main theories.
But I still don't understand. What did he have to kill? Well, like I guess Jack said, we have to kill.
He can't kill him.
We have to kill each other.
Exactly.
So I guess that's why he didn't kill them separately. He had to get them all together in a stressful situation.
So they kill themselves.
And you know, when they're going to the bomb, I don't know if you're going to talk about the bomb part. I thought it was funny that at this point, Sawyer and Jack can never agree when it comes to a bomb.
Uh-huh.
They can never agree on the bomb. Well, the first time Jack ended up, it looked like he was wrong because he got, you know, Juliet killed and stuff like that. Now it looks like Sawyer was wrong.
Yeah, I like it.
They're, both in. They've both been wrong about the bomb.
Yeah.
Or a bomb.
Mm-hmm. That's why bombs are never the answer.
No, the bombs are never way to go.
But yeah, so I think, the like I said before, Man in Lock has tipped his cards. I think it's obvious now that he needs the candidates dead because if there's no one to take care of the island, there's no one to replace Jacob, then he can leave.
Yeah, I would say at this point he's probably a bad guy.
Yeah.
I was just kidding, though. Don't send your emails.
We get our first break, we come back on the
set. But everyone has good in them.
Mm-hmm.
Except Jay.
Except Locke. Man in Lock. So we're back on the sub, and Jack says that to leave the bomb alone, he can't kill us.
Right.
He's trying to get us to kill ourselves.
And Sawyer was not going to listen to Jack because what happened the last time he listened to Jack?
It's true.
Love of his life died. Yeah. So he's not going to listen to Jack at this point.
Not.
And Man in Lock knows it.
And well, that's what I'm saying. It was a brilliant long con by Man in Lock. So then Sawyer pulls the plugs out because it had to be done simultaneously.
He goes, see? The side. See?
And then the clock started to go down even faster. So then Saeed tells Jack where Desmond is and that Widmore needs him for something. Takes the bomb and back into the other part of the sub and gets blown up.
Right.
So Saeed is dead.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this was a great, it was a hero's death.
Right. It was a Charlie death.
And he redeemed himself for his past actions, in my opinion.
I'd say, yeah, I never was a Saeed hater anyway.
Yeah, but I think he's redeemed himself for going to the dark side,
right?
In my opinion.
Well, like Hurley said, you can always come out of the dark side.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm starting to stress out, though, because I see him dying. I see, well, Hurley's down there. Kate's been shot. I go, man, if they kill Hurley off in this episode, I'm going to be getting some hate mail.
But the bomb blows up, and the water starts to leak in. Lapidus walks out.
Leaking it. It was pouring in.
Yeah. Lapidus kind of hears the door kind of squeaking, and he's like, oh, crap. And then the door blows open, knocks him down. But is he dead? Do we say he's dead?
You never know on Lost, but I don't see how he could. He looked like he was knocked out.
Yeah.
Unless he got out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say he's dead.
I think so, too. I think it leans to him.
I mean, at this point, if you can kill off Saeed, you can kill off Sun and Jen. You can kill Frank.
But see, like, all those deaths had meaning and everything like that, but Lapidus's was kind of a throwaway death. Granted,
but he really has.
Granted, Alana's was a throwaway death, but I think
he's been more of just a side character anyway this season,
mm-hmm.
just with the funny remarks and stuff like that. He really didn't lead to.
Didn't you ever expect more of him, especially when.
I think they did, but I think when we start thinking more of people, that's where people get in trouble with this show, is because they expect things that didn't happen. You know, the whole Locke thing being the chosen one, people expected more, and he wasn't. People with Walt, they expected more, and he wasn't. You know, we start assuming this guy is going to be something he isn't. He's just a guy. He's just a guy in the show. I mean, I like Frank. I mean,
I don't think it's fair to say he's just a guy in the show.
This season he was just the guy. He was the guy to be around.
The problem is if they're really trying to plan this ahead and stuff like that, then they shouldn't say he's a possible candidate.
But in a show where you're trying to keep people off balance, you have to do that. You can't just say. Have Frank walking around. Well, if he dies, he dies. We're sitting there thinking, okay, he's a possible candidate. We don't know. People are still we're debating up until this week.
That's what I'm saying. So do you think he's dead?
I think he's dead.
Okay. All right. Then Sun is pinned, and she can't get out. Jack tells Hurley to get Kate out, gives him one of the oxygen masks.
And tells him he can do it.
Yeah. Sawyer gets hurt. A beam falls on his head. Jack says he can still help Jen try and get Sun out.
Well, I was sitting there. I said when she was behind. I go, look, she's not that. She's pretty thin. Why can't she just get out? Well, we'll find out later why she can't get out.
She's pinned under.
She's pinned under. I didn't know. I just thought it was the file cabinet or whatever that thing was on top of her. I said,
"There's always a file cabinet lying around, right?"
Why don't they secure the? Why don't they secure it on a sub?
But I think Jin sees the writing on the wall. So does Jack. But Jin tells Jack to get out, take Sawyer out, and Jin and Sun stay behind. They can't. Jin can't get Sun out, but Jin will not leave Sun.
Here's a problem I have. I know I'm probably gonna take some heat for this.
Okay.
They have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how hard it would be to leave your wife at that point.
Uh-huh.
He needs to go.
Well, I think...
I understand the whole romantic thing, and I get the whole thing.
Well, I think it's beyond... I mean, granted, it's sad that the child is left behind. But at that point, you know, he made the promise to her, we're never going to be apart again.
But she kept telling him to go.
But she didn't really want him to go if she let him stay. She did let him stay.
Yeah, but there's a child involved. I just think the child should... You have to think about it.
Yeah, but I think in their situation, it's not. There's no guarantee he'll still ever get to see his child. So what happens if he leaves and then he just dies later and he didn't get to die with the love of his life?
I see.
And he
that.
Still doesn't get to see his kid.
I get it. You just don't like Jin.
No, I love.
You want Jin to die?
No. I didn't. I'm saying.
Just teasing you.
I think it was sad.
I mean, I don't think there was a dry eye in our house. We're like going. Are they really going to kill them off?
Yeah.
But they said they were going to take chances. They've been saying the whole time they're not going to go.
I think it was expected. I think we expect some major characters to die. This is the end.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if a lot. But at this point, I'm thinking, okay, they just got reunited. I think that's a lot of people complaining on Twitter and stuff today they just got reunited and then you're killing them off. But maybe they were telling us that when we really didn't see here's Zoe say the pylons are off. We thought they're going to get fried. Maybe they're telling us, yeah, they're not long for this world. They're going to die. Maybe that the whole scene was shot that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got their reunion, and they died.
But they
got to die together.
But it always hurts more when people die when they have kids.
Yeah,
if you don't have kids and you die, it's not sad. But when you're watching a TV show and you know having kids myself, and you sit there and go, man, those kids are not going to have their parents for the rest of forever.
But in all honesty,
she never got to meet her father, ever.
In all fairness to the kid, I mean, do you really want your parents guilt tripping you? At least you don't have to worry about that, right? You can be free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, be like, you know what I gave up for you, and you're whining about cleaning up your room.
Exactly. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about.
Okay,
that.
Like I said,
there's pluses and minuses.
I see all sides. I'm sure we're gonna get emails on both. You know,
trust me, I've got the 35 hours of labor for you stuff enough.
that's the thing you don't get as a father. What can you do?
Yeah, you don't have much.
She was in 35 hours of labor.
I sat there.
It's like a Mad Men. They're always on the golf course.
Let's see. I'm not advocating that people don't need parents. It was a joke. I'm just joking around.
Well, Jay hates parents. He hates son.
We then go to the Flash sideways.
Do you think it was well done, though?
I think it was very well done. I think it was. It was nice. I thought
with them holding hands.
I thought it used.
You know, I think it would have been better.
What
if they just panned away, but we don't actually see Son's head droop down? Just pan with their hands.
What's that? That's what they did. They just showed their hands.
No, I could see Sun's head.
A little bit, but it wasn't like their shot of their faces. It was focused on their hands.
I'd rather just see their hands focus in this. We know that they died, and that's...
Well, I think that's what they showed. I think with that shot showing their hands, I think you're still going to get some of their... I mean, your hands are only so far away from your
head.
Now,
do you think that we'll see next week that actually Jen's still alive? And he goes, well... I might as well leave now. What do you think? I was just holding my breath.
No,
no,
it's
you don't
cruel.
Think you
no.
don't think so.
Mm-mm. But I do. I do think there still is a sin and sin.
A son and Jin.
A Jin and Son in the Flash sideways, and I think
and they'll
still
live
hope
and they'll live happily ever after.
I think so. I think there's. Hope for everyone to have.
I think it's kind of a sellout. You had this emotional scene today. I think this should be it. There shouldn't be a happy ending.
Well, you know what, Jack? You're just supposed to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, Why are you complaining now?
You pulled up my purse strings, and now you're saying, okay, now they're alive. Well, why did I spend an emotional day crying?
There's still hope, Jack. That's what I'm saying. There's always hope.
All right.
A new hope.
Best one ever.
So
this was, what's this, the 4th, May 4th be with you? Have you heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was May 4th. It was Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day.
Yep.
Geeks.
I was going to bring my lightsaber today, but I thought that was taken a little too far.
Yeah,
it might have been. We go to the Flash sideways, and Jack is talking to Locke and tells him about how he went after his father. Locke was upset, and he says that he was in a plane crash.
Right, I'm thinking a plane crash.
But he got his plane license, and his father was deathly afraid of planes, but he convinced him that he would be okay.
So we find out that Locke is as good a leader, I mean, as good a pilot as he is a leader.
But shortly right? after takeoff, they crashed. And he couldn't, and now his father can't speak, can't walk again, and it's all his fault. And that's when Jack says,
"Well, because it was he loved him more than life itself."
Yeah, exactly.
So they did have a better relationship than they did as we've seen before. So at that point, I'm like, I kind of feel like a jerk now that I didn't care.
But yeah. So and Jack says, "You know, you told me about my father, and you were right. It's just like it's not your father anymore." And you have to let him go and you have to, you know, kind of move on.
I thought he had him at this point.
Yeah. And I you know, and you taking this surgery, I was hoping you could take the first step because I'm not good at this either.
Right.
But Locke still, you know, he laughs and then he goes on. And then that's when Jack kind of has a little role reversal and he says, "I wish you'd believe me. I can help."
And Locke turned around and looked at him. Don't tell me what I can't do.
And, you know, I forgot to mention back when Jack was looking at him when Claire came in, he was talking about pushing a button.
Right. He was pushing.
He was dreaming or at least flashing.
Pushing a button and he goes, "Why didn't you believe me?"
Yeah. So he was flashing back to his alternate reality right. too. So stuff's brewing. We then.
Stuff's brewing.
Stuff's brewing. We then.
That's the saying of the day. Stuff's brewing.
Yep. This is Tyler's episode. But we go back to the beach. Jack gets Sawyer up on the beach, and Hurley and Kate.
Did you think
they
were now? That doesn't count as a hug, I don't think.
No,
I'm not counting the Sawyer and Jack because that's one of the questions: will they hug? That doesn't count.
Well, you know, and then Jack says that Sun and Jin didn't make it, and you know,
first Kate starts crying,
and then when
Hurley cried, I almost lost it
because I've never heard him. He didn't even cry that much when Libby died. I don't think.
No.
And that was really intense.
I was like, "Oh my God, don't cry, be a man."
I'm
tearing up now just thinking about it.
Jorge, you did a good job. That was
outstanding, Jorge.
Solid crying.
I feel bad.
You gave Jack a run for his money.
Yeah, I feel bad that I was making you killing you off a couple weeks ago.
But so then Jack kind of pulls himself away, and then he cries himself.
Yeah, we're calling it.
He's crying.
He cried. So. I mean, some people are saying he didn't cry. And I posted that on Twitter, and I apologize for people on the West Coast, but I had so many people asking me, I slipped. But I'm trying to figure out what the rule of etiquette is for internet use.
Well, I think it's you have to define if you are going to talk about it, so that people know not to look at you.
I just slipped and forgot. Normally, I don't.
You're old.
But I'm old, and I forgot, and that's all I put was, yeah, I guess we can say Jack cried. So I apologize.
But we go to Locke and Claire. And I guess Locke has some Jedi sense because he knows that the sub sank, but not all of them are dead yet. And he's going to go finish the job.
Finish the job.
I don't know if Claire's too happy about that.
Well, who knows with Claire?
Yeah. Yeah.
At first, because earlier she was saying, "I'm sorry, John. That's okay."
So we close the episode and, you know, there was a lot of loss. And I think... the show is really taking shape on where it's
going
to go.
Well, I think the first 20 minutes, I was kind of like, okay, this is going pretty slow.
Really?
I was really into it, and then it slowly started picking up, and then at the end, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, and it's just...
I think they did it on purpose to maybe catch... Because I was kind of like, okay, it was good. I'm not saying it was a bad episode, but I'm like, I was kind of picking apart little scenes here, and I had the whole Sawyer not reaching for the key and stuff. I go... And then I'm okay, and... jotting on little notes, but at the end I'm like, oh my God, didn't see this coming.
Yeah, and I think that was a great move by the writers because it shows that when you saw the bomb at first, I don't know if you thought this, I thought the same thing, like, oh, it's a bomb, but they're going to be okay. They're always going to be okay. But this, it proved with the bomb and these people dying that we're playing for keeps.
Right.
The end is coming.
Right.
And not everyone's going to make it.
Well, they're trekking through the forest, or the woods there, most of the original characters were there.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there thinking, other than the ones that had died, most of them were there, right? And then finally when Man and Locke showed up,
yeah,
they were all there. I'm like going, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I almost said it. Hey, they're all there, but then everything else happened. So they get them all together, and we're starting to see our Losty, our heroes from season one,
yeah,
kind of getting together. I said, okay, maybe they're all going to get off the island. This will be cool. Boom, mm-hmm, they're not.
Yeah.
And there, I think there's more death and destruction to come.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have, you know, I forgot all about Richard Ben when they mentioned it, that
yeah,
Richard, Ben, and Miles are still out there.
Yeah.
So I think they're dead.
And
I think they'll, not dead yet, but I think they will die.
Well, we'll see, because I think that they know that Locke's a bad guy. I can't wait to see how...
Well, he has bad tendencies.
I can't wait to see how... Well, it's good. It's good to have a bad guy. It's good to have a Darth Vader. Actually, I won't even count Darth Vader because he was ended up being a good guy, but it's good to have an empire. Emperor.
Darth Vader killed millions of people,
mm-hmm,
but then he was a good guy in the end. So it's okay. So
He brought balance to the Force.
So if Mana Locke brings balance to the Force at the end, mm-hmm, can he be a good guy?
Well, this is in Star Wars.
Or bring balance to the island.
See, Anakin was the chosen one. He brings
balance to the scale, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jack's chosen, so Jack is Anakin. We always said he's kind of whiny like...
Yeah.
Or whiny like, not Anakin, but like Luke, right? So...
Well, Anakin was whiny, too.
Yeah, they're all whiny.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those Skywalkers, they're a whiny bunch.
They're a whiny bunch. And the reason why the prequels didn't work so well is because you didn't have a cool guy like Han Solo to put the whiny kid in his place.
Maybe it had something to do with being a slave earlier in life. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Star Wars. I apologize.
All right.
I'm just spoiling everyone today.
It's a little bit of Star Wars talk because it is May the 4th. So overall, though, I love the way it's going. It's really exciting, and I can't wait for next week.
But we're getting emails. People say they're not going to watch the show anymore because they're just
I think they're hurt because these major characters have been killed.
But I think if we go back and listen to the hiatus, I think we said, don't be shocked if these people dying off.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this. If I was an actor who was on this show, I'd want to be killed off. I'd want my character to be killed off because that's the best way of not being... I guess you'll always be typecast, but... I know. I'd want to be killed off. I want to be killed off this podcast.
You have death lust?
Yeah, I do.
All right, but yeah. So
as long as it's in a good way.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think Saeed's death
not a way
was
like
heroic.
Not a way like John Locke, where he just got.
That's what I'm saying. John Locke's death. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I think there's still hope that there's for these characters. But I think the way
you think Locke will take the surgery.
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, we only have 3 episodes left.
We'll have to see how. But I will say that I thought Saeed's death was heroic, and I thought it redeemed him, is my opinion. And I thought that Sun and Jin's death, I thought it was romantic, and I thought...
I just felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kid, but I haven't seen her in a while, so...
just saw her on Widmore's Sun's camera.
Yeah, but I haven't seen her. You can live just fine without your parents.
Sure.
God, I'm going to get some hate mail.
Man, remember, that was Jay saying that. Like I said, I'm floating both ways on this. I see the...
She's with her parents. Look at Luke. He wasn't raised by his parents.
Look at him. He's out there kissing his sister. So come on.
All right.
I mean, that's just wrong.
All right. Let's get into whatever.
By the time she was
episode.
Hot, so it doesn't matter.
Let's get the rest of this. Let's get the listener feedback. Oh my god.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. Got some you tweet backs and phone calls to get into. So Jack, what do you say we start off with the phone calls?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey Jay and Jack, this is Marianne from Rochester, New York. Just got done watching Lost, the Candidate. I don't know, that was the best episode ever, I think. At least it was the most exciting. And my husband and I always joke about the person who has the best quote. And we've never had Jack have the best quote. And he had 2 of them with the I'm with him, when he was talking about the smoke monster, and the there is no more Saeed, which we thought was pretty funny for Jack to say. But so we had some dudes, son of a bitch, Jack cried. Lots of things going on with the quiz, and unfortunately, I thought Lapidus was going to be an important character, but I think we lost him with Sun and Jin, which was too bad. But really cool episode, and so excited to see the next one. And just thought you guys would talk about how Jack finally cried. wasn't sure what would do it, but finally, Jen and Son made Jack cry. All right, anyway, can't wait to hear your podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Why, oh, why, oh, why? Why? Why did Jen and Son have to die? All right, enough of that now. Love the episode. Thought it was pretty legit how everything came full circle. Also, I didn't know that Jack, Hurley, Kate, and Sawyer had, like, iron lungs. Like, that's pretty crazy. How they could swim from the bottom of a sinking submarine all the way to the surface. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Also, don't really see how pushing Locke or Man and Locke into the water helped them at all. Because Sawyer said that if you push Locke in the water, I'll take care of the rest. Yeah, he didn't really take care of the rest. Also, another cool thing, or not really cool, but I can't believe Saeed died, Frank died, Jin and Sun. This is ridiculous. I better hope that there's something with the Sideways universe that'll course correct or do something, because I do not want those two dying, or those four dying, or whatever. It was a really good episode. Can't hear you say. Bye.
Hi, this is Carly from Connecticut. I was going to say that was an awesome episode of Lost, but the only question I have is, if Saeed hadn't run away with the bomb, would all of the other people survive? Because I don't think Jack can get killed, so the bomb wouldn't have gone off. Like, the dynamite didn't go off and he was with Richard. That's the question I have. Thanks. Bye.
Right, thank you for those calls.
Well, that's what he was trying to tell Sawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, Sawyer, like we said earlier, he's had the whole bomb thing with Juliet from last season. I'm not buying it, Doc.
Yeah.
Back off, Doc.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I think that was the whole thing, and I think that's what Man and Locke was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it worked.
Yeah.
At least for now.
Yeah. And exactly. And I think that's the point he was trying to make, and I that's what I think Tip, well, I mean, it's pretty obvious what Man and Locke is going for now, and but at least they know what they're up against.
Right? Yeah.
Is that half the battle?
I would think so. But how do you kill this guy? How do you stop him?
You stop him by living, I think.
Giving him a hug?
Well, I think you stop him by not letting yourself be killed.
Now, what about Kate? I know the bullet went straight through,
mm-hmm.
but she was still bleeding. She seemed to be fine when she got on the beach, though.
Yeah, she was.
Maybe Hurley performed surgery as he was swimming up with his iron lungs.
Maybe he has healing powers, too. We don't know about it yet.
Maybe he does.
But yeah, so
he made me cry, so I guess he can do anything.
I think the way you beat Man and Locke is someone needs to take over for Jacob, then Man and Locke can't leave.
Yeah, but he's still going to be there. And so
I think he's there regardless. I think that's the point. You got to keep him there.
But
but
then you're going to still have the same problem. Bringing people to the island, they're still going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So it never ends. It only ends once. Well, it's going to keep happening unless nobody comes to the island.
Well, okay, but so then how
unless
are you going to kill him?
Well, I don't know. I don't know yet. But I'm just. But didn't Jacob say it only ends once?
Yeah.
So
well, what was he saying? Only ends once. Was he saying the getting a new Jacob only ends once?
Well. No, I think there's always someone to take over for the island.
Well, but you don't know what specifically he was talking about.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a lot of different things that could be you only in once.
Once I watch it again, I think I'll understand a little more what's going on.
Okay.
On May 23rd, I think I'll have a better understanding what's going on. Probably not. the second caller, why, they're gone. You're just going to have to come to grips with it. They're gone. They're dead. Mm-hmm. They're history. History.
You got to go by what Jack said. You know, it's just like, it's not the same person. They're gone.
No. And then
remember them for who they were.
Yeah. And so, like you said, Sawyer didn't do anything. He pushed him in the water.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think is going to melt or something? I'm melting.
I half thought that because there's always been these Wizard of Oz themes. I didn't know if he'd be like, he'd break down. And I don't know. I was expecting maybe something cool, but nothing really.
You know,
it would
have been funny if he came out, I'm not a witch. Something like that. Wouldn't that have been funny, Alon?
Well, I don't know if he's really the joking type. He's not so much the jokester.
Well, once in a while he pulls out a funny. Come on, I think it'd be cool. But he really didn't do anything.
Yeah, I agree.
And Marianne, it was I don't know, best episode ever.
Mm-hmm.
I say at the end, I didn't expect Sun and Jin to both die. I didn't expect Saeed to get blown up like that. And I didn't see Frank Lapidus get, well, the door blown off. I just think it was funny that in the beginning he's trying to knock off the door, and the door is what killed him. Or the cage door, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a cool episode. There were a lot of sayings in there, but she said Jack had the coolest line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, like I said, that never happens. But yeah, I was, like I said, at the beginning, I was kind of like, okay, I'm kind of wishy-washy in this episode. But at the end, I loved it. I thought it was a great episode.
Exactly. All right, Jack.
Because I liked seeing people die.
Because you're the bad guy. That's why you're Man in Black in the poster. all right, Jack.
I don't think, I don't know who authorized that.
It was Frack. It was all his idea. It wasn't my idea. It was just like, what if I did you and Jack as Jacob and the Smoke Monster? So,
but then
up with Frack.
But then I saw the rough draft. I go, well, that's pretty cool. How can I complain at that point? Wasn't fair.
See, it's my background on my computer.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's get into the next set of calls.
Hey, Jane, Jack. This is Erica from Silver Spring. I just watched the candidate this Tuesday's episode, and probably the most depressing episode I've ever seen. But I did come up with a kind of a theory, and it is that the Austin that was the candidate was Kate's mom, because she died, I believe, of cancer or whatever in one of the first few seasons. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah. Sarah from Toronto, third-time caller, long-time listener, and I just have to say, Jack of the Jay and Jack show, I have a question for you, and I want you to answer it on the show. Do you still think, after this episode, after everything that happened, after the insanity of this episode, do you still think that Flock is good? Just answer that question, and we're cool. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jack Reed from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I've been listening to this show for the past couple months. I started watching Lost on January 1st and was caught up with all five seasons by the premiere on the 2nd. And it's been an incredible ride, and I think it hit its peak with this episode. I am incredibly heartbroken, and don't honestly know what to say. But I love the show. I listen to it every week, as I said. I really, really love it. And just thought I would let you guys know that you have a fan close by in Chapel Hill. I'm sure you have fans all over the place. But it's cool to know you guys are from Raleigh. Anyway, sorry, this is a really awful voicemail, but after what I just watched, I don't really have words. Just want to let you guys know, one more listener, you guys do a great job. I can't wait to listen to the episode. Oh, and Jack cried finally. How great. Anyway, thanks, Jane, Jack. Bye.
People are so happy that Jack cried. Yeah, I have a couple fans in my room. Gets a little hot. Congratulations to not only you, but Shoulders.
I know, Ryan. Ryan, my old best friend from St. Karen's.
How do you have an old best friend?
Like I've known him since first grade.
Is he not still your best friend?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying...
So,
like,
he's not an old best friend. He's just... I mean, you guys aren't even 25 yet. Are you 25?
Yeah. That's well, not, he's going to be 25 in October. But he, that's I'm not old. Saying, but... I've been best friends with him since first grade. I mean, that's 20.
But the way you sounded, like he was my old best friend. Like he's not no longer my best friend.
Oh,
that's okay. What I was,
no,
that was
saying. Like we've been best friends for a long time.
No, but congratulations,
would
Jack.
Would 2 decades warrant being old? No.
No, not when, for you, you not when you've lived almost 5. But no, congratulations, Jack, for finishing. I started in January.
Yeah.
And caught up. Congratulations. Then Shoulders. Congratulations.
I know. It can be done, I guess.
And then Sarah. I'm going to have to answer this.
Okay.
Okay, if...
She wants to just say, don't get all politic, Jack.
I'm not getting...
Be a man.
Okay, I'm going to...
And
gonna,
answer it straight.
I'm gonna answer this straight. Someday when I have grandkids...
you're like the man in luck. Don't let him speak if he says one word.
Someday when I have grandkids... In fact, my first grandchild. Their birthday.
Uh-huh.
Instead of hiring a clown or a pony... I'm going to hire Man in Black to entertain him because he's such a nice guy. He's the life of the party. What do you think?
That's not an answer. You said you'd give a straight, honest answer.
I'd have to say after tonight, but you know, there were circumstances that he was pretty bad, but he was being ditched.
Give it up.
He was being ditched.
Oh, come on.
He got pushed in the water. We don't know what's in that water.
Just give it up. Man up.
Okay, he could still be Darth Vader and turn out to be a good guy. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it.
No, he's not Saeed was a Darth Vader situation, but not Man in Black. He's pure evil.
Okay, he's pure evil.
He's Emperor Palpatine.
Okay, that guy's evil. Well, he had the bad hairdo too.
Palpatine didn't even have hair. He was just like an old scraggly.
Didn't he have hair when he was younger? Didn't he have the fro, like hair sticking up?
No.
No?
Emperor Palpatine, the guy who turns into the Emperor.
Yeah, didn't he have hair at one point?
I guess he had old, slicked back hair, like an old guy. Had hair.
I can't remember. I'm thinking of someone else then.
Hair sticking up. Who are you thinking
I thought he
of?
Had like puffy hair.
No, I mean it was hair, but it wasn't like anything extraordinary.
Okay. Well, I get excited when I see hair. So anybody that has hair, it seems puffy to me. No, I'm gonna say right now, okay, Sarah, geez. Call me out. I say yeah after tonight, he seemed like a bad guy.
There we go.
He seemed like a bad guy.
Oh man.
I'm just trying to cut back on the emails. I don't really care. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. And then Erica, could Kate's mom have been a candidate, and that's why it was scratched off? Maybe her dad.
Possibly. But I'm going to say no.
Could have been her dad, but her mom. I'd say her mom wasn't. No.
I'm going to say no. I think I'll tell you what I think.
It could have been her dad, though.
I'm going to tell you why I think Kate was crossed off the list.
Nobody
you want to know why?
Nobody likes her.
I think it's because. Aaron was not supposed to be raised by another, but she raised him. She was another, and that's why she was crossed off the list.
You know, that's probably the best theory you've ever had in 5 years.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's,
do have them.
You have one. That's a tremendous... that's a good theory. But that's a good theory.
I have other ones. I just don't, you know, showboat it and make this whole event.
Well, didn't I say that Sun was going to die?
You said just about everyone's going to die. Like you said Hurley's going to die.
Well, no, a couple weeks ago.
If you say everyone's going to die, eventually one of them is going to die.
Didn't I say one of them is going to... I said either Sun or Jin's going to die before this ends.
Well, they both died, so you're wrong.
But I think I said that. In fact, where she was dying, I go, wait a minute, if he leaves, I think I'm pretty sure I said... But I can't remember.
Yeah, but he didn't, so they both died, and you're wrong. You said either or, not both.
One of them died.
All right, let's get to the last set of calls.
All right.
Hey, guys. It's Arlie from Pittsburgh. I'm so sad right now. I can't even really deal with it. But I do have a question or a thought. So Locke never even, like, flinched after Claire was like, it blew up? Oh, my God, what? And Locke was like, but they're not all dead. So, again, it comes back to the fact that how does he know? How does he know what's happening? How does he know they're not dead? I kind of think it comes kind of like maybe remember that the everything only ends once or whatever that is, and the rest is progress. I think he knows this whole what's happening. I think he knows. I don't know why I don't think he can alter what's happening, or maybe he can't. I don't know. I'm so confused and I'm so sad. And the Titanic style scene just made me like want to die. I'm so sad. Anyway, I know it's gonna get even harder and harder with every other episode. Only 3 left. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy the rest of it. So can't wait to hear the podcast and what you guys thought of this epic episode. Yeah, have a good night. Bye.
Hey, Jan, Jack. I tried before, but I'll try again. So here's my crackpot theory. In the parallel universe, Jack has to convince Locke to do the operation in order to be there for there to be any chance for the smoke monster to be defeated. If he does, I think the real Locke will be able to battle for the body, for Locke's body that the smoke monster took and be able to defeat him. So that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Dame Jack. It's Sam from Maryland. Just finished watching the episode, and thought I'd call in and talk about the absolutely shocking thing that happened, which was Sun and Jin dying. I think what surprises me most is that while I'll admit that I did tear up at the idea that they were both gone,
I also just took it as like kind of a selfish move because Jin had the opportunity to leave, and now because of this, their daughter is pretty much an orphan. And I think that while it was romantic and a nice gesture that they wanted to be together, I thought it was kind of a shocking lack of interest on their daughter, who is now just going to have to live without her parents for the rest of her life. I really assumed to hear about what you guys had to say, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Have a good show. Bye.
Yeah, I got to agree with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when you become a parent, your responsibility is to your child.
Yeah.
And to do best of your ability to raise the child, not to do what's best for you, necessarily you and your wife or you and your husband. You have to do what's best for the child. There's times that you don't want, you know, you may want to go on a trip, but they might need braces, right? So you got to pick and choose. I think she is now an orphan. That is sad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a touching ending,
mm-hmm.
and I see the whole, you know, okay, they...
But she's kind of already an orphan, though.
They did leave her. Son, you know, son could be considered a bad mother for... I mean, we've had a lot of people been sending emails the last couple of weeks saying that son was a bad mother for leaving her in the first place to go after her husband. So I guess you get in that whole argument. Was she good? Was she bad? Was she...
No, I think she was just...
Not a bad person, but a bad mother.
Well, it's just like, okay, say this. If you had a chance, if you had a... Say, I don't know, say your wife disappeared or you think she's dead, but then you have a chance of actually finding and saving her, so then that your kid doesn't have to go without, you know, her mother.
Right.
Wouldn't you take that chance?
Yeah.
There was a chance. But
at that point, he knew he couldn't save son. He there was no way he could save her.
But I think at that point, he also goes, just like, are we even ever going to be saved?
Yeah,
I'm dead anyway.
It's like that old question where the people put out there, okay, your wife's on one side of the ocean, your daughter's on the other side of the ocean, you're in the middle. You can only save one, who do you save?
Exactly. I mean,
I've always said you save the child.
Mm-hmm.
And I would expect my wife to do the same. You let me drown and you save the child.
I just don't think it was
unless
as easy.
Unless it's a kid I really don't like.
I just don't think it was as easy as saving one or the other. It wasn't like if he decides to leave,
he could have left though.
But it's not guaranteed that he's going to see his kid again and be able to.
Why didn't he have Jack stay and at least try to help him pull her free?
Because he did the honorable thing and let Sawyer get out. Sawyer would have drowned if Jack had to set him down somewhere.
Could have propped him up somewhere. Put
it where? It was full of water.
Gave him some floaties or something. I don't. It's just this, it's one of those. That's what makes this show, people that hate this show and nitpick it for everything. You know, and I'm not arguing with the people that nitpick it, because I nitpick here and there. We're still here's a...
Well, and it's kind of the same thing with Walt, too. I mean, Walt had to go without a dad, too. I mean...
Exactly, but
this show's all about the daddy issues.
But here's
the
point I was trying to make, though. We're still debating... Here's just a little scene. Mm-hmm. And it should have been a sad scene. Oh, my God, they died. But now we're all debating, well, should he have saved her? Should he not have saved... It's making us think. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah. Like I said, I'm just kind of teasing the people that nitpick the show. But like I said, I was nitpicking the Sawyer thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it does make you think, and that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the name of the person, but that was a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
That Locke is going to somehow fight Man and Locke for his control of his body. Now,
mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
I like that, and that would give all you Lockeites the redemption story that you wanted and craved and complained about all summer long. Would you be happy? Would that make you happy?
Hey, I've told you. We'll have to see what happens, Jack. I'm not going to make statements.
That's
great.
Sarah asked me a direct question, and I was man enough to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not man enough.
But I've already stated my case. I'm not going to go back on my word that I've already stated.
Would that make you happy, though?
I don't know. I have to wait and see what happens. We'll have to see what happens. I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, this is what I really want. I'm going to see what they're going to do.
And then we had, she's from Pittsburgh, and she's upset. I guess she's in Pittsburgh, so she's upset. I'm kidding. You're upset because of the show. I'm just joking.
Actually, I went to Walmart the other day. This had aisles full of Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
Right. So, yeah, I felt bad. Not really.
Were they like half price?
No, they were full price. But, you know, I found one Philip Rivers in there, so I was pretty stoked.
Was he wearing handcuffs?
The Big Ben one? Yeah, no. Because I couldn't find a Philip Rivers one to save my life, but I found one. So I was excited.
You think here in North Carolina?
Yeah, I know.
You think that Philip Rivers, well, maybe that's why, because people buy the Philip Rivers.
Yeah, probably.
And, cause he's,
there was like a whole bunch of Ben Roth and then a whole bunch of Eli Mannings.
Spoiler alert for people at home, he played at NC State. So that's Eli Manning.
Well, this is a whole nother
story. Don't even get me started on that one. Jeez.
Whole nother story.
If you want to ask if he's a good guy or bad guy, I can tell you flat out.
All right.
No, but how does he know? How does Manilock know that they're, like, that I was think my first, just, I was like, they're still alive? How does
I think
he know?
If the candidates are dead, maybe he is free, like, he can leave. Like, it's like the burns are
that, or he knows something inside him that he can.
Exactly, like the restrictions
the
will
chains
be gone.
The chains that are holding him on that
exactly.
island, are, he's set free.
Exactly.
That's good. You know, Jay, you're on a roll today. Except for not answering the question, you know, straight on. That's two good answers.
I answer the question straight on. I'm not going to say, I want this to happen. I'm going to say, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to have hope that his character will be redeemed. And I'm going to wait to see what the writers come up with.
And here's we got an email from Lee. I'm just looking at it. He says that he still thinks that that Rose and Bernard are still on the island. Are they still on the island?
Well, this is, I mean, this has been brought up, but I think we're not going to see it because they retired. They're retired.
They're retired. So with all the death and destruction going on, they just don't care.
They're smart. They retired.
They just don't care. Rose is eating her peanuts and keeping Miles from her stash.
Exactly.
Her food stash. So
they're retired.
All right.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the U Tweet Packs?
Yes.
All right, here we go. That'll clear out those eardrums, huh?
Yep.
This first one is, we're going to do the U-blogs first, is from Stephanie. Maybe Anthony Cooper is zombie-like because his consciousness shifted to the time when he was brought back to the island for Locke to kill him, but Sawyer did instead.
Ah, I like it. Or maybe it was a plane crash. No, but I do.
I mean,
it makes sense.
Jesse says, live together, die alone, unless you're Sun and Jin. Live alone, die together.
Yeah.
Brian says they should let Kate make the next plan. She has experience escaping all the guys' plans in badly. Good
well,
point.
That's true. But are they going to listen to Kate? She can't even decide what guy she wants. But I think she chose. When she saw Jack, she went to Jack.
Oh, this one's...
I'm just saying, as a shipper person, not uh-huh. I'm not being a shipper person, but you saw at the scene where she's bleeding and she goes... She went up and she was excited that Jack was there, but Sawyer's just laying there.
Yeah, yeah.
She chose, guys. She's going to
stay. Not yet. Please don't make that proclamation.
She has chosen.
Why are you doing
this? She has chosen. She's chosen Jack. She's going to stay on the island with Jack. I said this a couple weeks ago. Jack and Kate.
All right.
So you skaters, sorry. She's become a jader.
Jack said it, not me. All right, this next one's from Leha in Lexington. That was the worst, and Kate gets to live? I call bull crap.
You know, I saw when she first got shot, I go, oh my God, they killed her. Oh my God, they killed Kate. But it just like, I was like, oh my God. Because so many people, we did that thing with After Loss with the questions, uh-huh. and one of the questions was, why do you hate Kate? I think it was Nancy Drew said, she just wants, she's from the Black Rock, says she just wants her to, wants him to die. So, wants her to die, so...
This next one's from Max. Widmore and Smokey are a team, just like Brahm and Alana said.
I think they are.
Makes sense.
I think they are. Because I explained the whole shooting and waiting till they got on.
Yeah, exactly.
But then why was he... I don't know. Just...
Eric, Jack refilling the ocean with his tears. Alex in Alabama says, I don't mean to take anything away from our morning, but Jack's best line are yelled, why do you find it so easy? Kate, damn it, run! There is no Saeed. Now back to the sobbing uncontrollably.
Damn it, Kate, swim.
Chris in Rhode Island says, anyone confused about the significance of the jewelry box? I think it was awfully awkward that it was just a mirror with them both looking in it. That said, you think that it could spark Jack's memory of the mirror in the lighthouse? Possibly a sign from Jacob via his dad?
That is a great theory. Love it.
Next up is Jaylen, 1980.
I hate it already.
Since Modern Family is going to Hawaii... instead of Julia Bowen possibly showing up as lost to Sarah, no, I have no idea if this is going to happen or not. How about if Matthew Fox showed up on Modern Family as an old boyfriend? Now that would be hilarious.
Does he do comedy?
I don't know. It'd be fun to see him do comedy.
But your mom did say he's a handsome man. I go, I'm right here. I'm in the room.
Megan says, did Widmore really put that dynamite on the plane? That was awfully convenient for Manilock's plan. Maybe they are working together.
I think they're working together.
At the end, when Claire said they're
all... So this, we can say, at this point, I think Widmore's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever was a good guy.
Yeah. Maybe they are working together. Etienne and Claire said they're all dead. Manlock said not all of them. My husband assumed he meant Hurley, Kate, Jack, and Sawyer, but I thought he might have meant Desmond. Maybe Desmond's the sixth candidate, and he's assuming everyone else died on the sub.
Well, wouldn't he have known that Saeed didn't kill?
What I'm saying, Desmond? That's how he knew. Like, maybe he was leaving him there for longer or something. I don't know. Can't believe son didn't order Jin to leave for their daughter.
Yeah, I gotta start. I'm on that side. You know, when Jack first got up, Hurley started crying.
Uh-huh.
Kate was crying, and Sawyer was just laying there. He was covered with sand. I thought he was just going in to wash himself.
You know, though, I think if you had Jin come back up, would we really want another character just mourning for a while? Could we really take that?
Three more episodes. What's the lifespan on mourning on Lost? It's three. Isn't a three episode arc? I mean, it
depends. If you're Claire, it's like 2 seconds.
Well, Claire,
if it's Saeed, it's 10 episodes.
Well, that's why Saeed had to die. Saeed couldn't.
As I'm saying, there's not enough time to mourn.
Saeed, he had to die because he, you know, it just would be tragic for him.
Let's go to the tweets. Brian the White says maybe Saeed will pull a Mikhail and show up in the next episode.
Maybe. Hey, now with Saeed dying, and him kind of going.
I don't think he was dying.
No, wait,
already.
Wait. Doing a trick. Back behind Man in Black's back. Does Nadia die now?
Oh, we'll have to see, huh?
I know that took me a long time to spit out.
Good job.
Three words, but.
Maybe we'll have to see what happens. Chef Ramsey says, I honestly never saw Hurley cry like that before, even for Libby.
Is that where you got that line?
No, actually, I thought of it.
I'm telling you right now. I'm not saying this to get back in his good graces.
Uh-huh.
But I did cry. I did get all teared up. I went, oh my, because I was hanging in there pretty good.
Yeah, that was I was kind of going,
okay, good, this is solid. This is rough. I was looking at your mom. I was looking at you, and I'm like, going, okay, I'm okay. And then when he bust, it was just like bursting.
Yeah, it was.
I'm tearing up just talking about it. I said, oh my god.
It was
god.
A burst of cry.
I said, oh my god.
Darcy Black says, okay, was I worried that I was starting to lose faith in where Lost was headed this season? This episode restored my faith. Amazing.
I never lost faith.
Uh huh.
I kind of went like, you know, a lot of people have gone off the deep end. And they're just hating this season, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fanboy.
John from NC says, are the Lost creators drownophiliacs? He's got a good point.
Well, it is an island.
That's true.
I mean, but it is a good point. How are we going to make this person die?
Let's drown him.
Drown him. So you don't want to go to the beach with Damon and Carlton.
Yeah.
I was a little worried because we're in the same hotel with him.
Evolution Girl says, don't forget, Ben, Miles, and Richard are lurking in the jungle, and Jack, Hurley, Sir, and Dez, and you have a dream team to defeat Man in Black.
I forgot all about him.
Mm-hmm. Also, she says, wow, 1 minute I'm cheering for Kate's gunshot wound, the next minute I'm sobbing over Jen and Son. Awesome, awesome episode.
I don't get the hate for Kate. I just don't get
it. She's got the hate. Susan Farley says, Jack Shepard definitely cried, as did I, which matters less. Gut-wrenching episode, superbly written and acted.
I just thought it was great.
Yeah. Sundust says, there goes my Jin, Sun, our Adam and Eve theory. And there goes a lot of people's Adam and Eve theory.
No. They could be somehow float to the top and kind of
make tidal wave.
Like the Black Rock, right? The Black Rock crashed.
Yeah.
You know, it was able to smash the end up in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, Sundust, next time, just leave it to Jack to breathe with new life.
There you go. You don't give up on it. You never give up on your theories.
La Perla says, I cannot wait to hear the podcast for tonight's episode. Were you guys sobbing like babies, like I was?
I wasn't sobbing like a baby.
I got teary-eyed.
I'm mad enough to admit I got teary-eyed.
I talked to Colleen like 30 minutes after this episode aired. She was still sobbing. I was like, is something wrong? Is something happening in the family or something? It's like, no, shit, it's so
bad. She was probably watching a rerun of Heroes. And that just kind of, the pain and suffering of watching that.
Where'd that come from? Just like jabbing Heroes out of nowhere.
But it's been a while.
Kicking a man while he's down.
It's been a while since I've...
Because there's that one person that watches Heroes that listens to us that always gets mad. I'm just kidding, of course. You can watch any show you want.
Last but not least, NK Covergirl says, the saddest episode ever was Jin in the hospital and the alt-reality wink at the audience or a kick in the face while we're down.
What do we all do? We went, aww.
I think that shows that they're still alive in alternate reality. There's still hope. That's what I interpreted
but
that
scene
that's
as. That's what bugs me, though. You rip my heart out, and then you go, oh, but it's okay. We're alive. Everything's okay. That's not the way the world works.
How do you know?
Because I know I would just be dead. I'd be dust.
No, but what if it's like the afterlife or something?
And you end up in the same place. Bummer.
I don't know. I mean,
so
could be. I mean, no one knows what the afterlife is.
The afterlife, I'm just, it's the same thing that happened to me before.
It seems better. The flash sideways seems better
than I'm in hell. That this all happened. Oh, come on.
Hey, I think heaven is what you make it, Jack.
I'm like Man in Lock. I'm walking around going, Jesus, get me out of here.
Life is what you make it. If you make it hell, it's going
to
be hell.
I'm just joking. I'm trying to cheer everyone up because everyone's...
All right, Jack. Do you have a crackpot theory of the week? I haven't even asked this, I don't think.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Your crackpot theory of the week's on the other podcast we do have been terrible, so hopefully this one's better.
But you know what? They all can't be gold.
All right, here
we
go.
You know, in my alternate reality, crackpot theories are perfect.
All right,
here we go. Everything comes out roses. Well, this was a hard one to come up with because... I was emotional. I was tearing up. I was a little sad.
Way to make excuses.
It's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I believe that Claire is somehow, I don't know how, don't ask me how, I don't have an answer for it.
Okay.
I haven't figured it out yet. Claire is going to kill Man in Lock.
You know what? I agree with you.
I think that she's, because, you know, I felt bad for her, because people have been saying, oh, how, you know, why does she keep complaining because they keep leaving her behind? Well, who got left behind again? Mm-hmm. Claire.
Yeah.
You know, Sawyer kind of went up there and went, oh, it's getting a little hot up there. They're shooting at us. We got to leave. I felt bad for Claire again.
Yeah, I agree.
I know people think she's kind of crazy and nutty, but she went with them and they left her again. So I think that somehow, I think she would, and you saw her look when she said, they're dead.
Yeah.
And she felt bad. I think that she is going to be the one to kill Man in Lock.
I agree. And I do realize we've kind of been Star Wars heavy, but this is May the 4th be with you. But it would be very like how Darth Vader eventually saw that what the Emperor was doing, and he picked him up and threw him into the thing. Maybe it would be something like that.
It'd be Claire.
Exactly. I think that's a really good theory.
He went, no, she'll go, Father. Because you think actually at one point, what if he kind of looked like Christian Shepherd again?
Alana said he's stuck in this form.
But he would be like, because Luke was going, Father, Father, Father. And Darth Vader's like, oh, that kid.
Father, please.
And is whining and crying, and he kept waiting. And he's like, all right, jeez. Anything to stop you from whining and crying. But no, I think Claire is going to be the one somehow.
I agree.
I don't know how yet. I guess we'll find out soon. But I don't think because people said he's the one that got off the island.
Yeah,
I don't see him getting off the island.
So it'll be fun.
That's my theory,
and I'm
sticking to it. Also, yes, this Friday, Friday Night Lights is coming out. I know we don't do a podcast on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
give it a chance. Friday, 8:00.
How much are they paying you?
They don't pay me anything. They don't pay me a dime.
All right,
it's a great. This season was the best season so far.
But you have to watch from the beginning, though. I would think you can't just start now.
They got new characters this year because some of the kids, you know, the actors that are like 30, 35 have aged out. So they do have some new characters.
All right.
I think you can watch this season and get a gist of what's going on.
All right.
I don't think it's not like Lost where you have to watch in the beginning.
Okay. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay.
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
But I also have one request.
Okay.
We love to answer the emails. We kind of joke about it and stuff. It's kind of the interaction we have. I think Jay's gotten into it this year. You've started answering it. You kind of enjoy it, wouldn't you say? You like
enjoy
going back.
Is an interesting word,
but it does get your mind going. It does. Stuff like it that. It keeps you going. Keeps especially the 2-week hiatus. We were answering emails the whole time. I don't want any spoilers. There's a lot of spoilers out there, just to let you know. There's a rumor that the final script is out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were sending us the, there was a rumor that there was the...
Call sheet.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I mean, I got spoiled on something today, and I'm like going, oh. You know, I probably would have found out anyway, but I don't want any spoilers. I don't want to get to the point where I don't answer the emails.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the interaction we have with you guys is what keeps us going. It's kept us going for 5 years. But if it does get to the point where I think I'm going to get spoiled, I'm not going to answer the emails.
Yeah.
So you guys can send them, but it won't be answered until after Lost, because this is, come on, this is important. If you want to get spoiled, that's one thing.
But don't do it to other people. Yeah. Respect people's wishes to not be spoiled.
And I think a lot of people just do it because they're excited and they go, well, a lot of people have been asking if this is real. Well, you know, you
don't ask us. I don't know.
You click on it. I don't want to know if it's real or not. But those are the, just to give you guys heads up, there are rumors that the final script is out there like it was for season 3.
Ask like at Hawaii if you really want to know if it's real or not.
We're
not going to tell you.
It's getting to the point now where I'm kind of stressing over it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I kind of spoiled people on the West Coast today with stupid something I'd said, but I don't want to be spoiled.
Yes.
The last thing, like I said, our Lost finale party is 2 hours after we're going to be on the West Coast, so I'll know what you West Coasters are going through. And I'm kind of stressing that someone's going to walk up to us and tell us how it ends.
So, yeah. So, you know, be respectful. And
we want to keep the interaction going. So just don't.
Exactly.
Don't send any spoilers.
And not only for, you know, us, but that goes for everyone. Don't keep the spoilers to yourself.
Unless you want to know. Then
unless you want to go for it.
You can go on a spoiler site and just spoil away. But
don't
we don't want to
set up for everybody else.
And that's all my whining I'm doing today.
All right. So remember, the Lost, our final season Lost poster is for sale right now. Right now, we're only selling it to people that are coming to the finale party. It's a pre-order, so you're paying for it now, and you will pick it up at the party. And it's a little 11 by 17.
The artwork is outstanding.
It's a great poster, and I'm sure you can get it signed by the artist. Frack is going to be there, along with, I think, the rest of the Pottercast crew is going to be there. And I'm sure if you ask Jack and I, we'll sign it. And if maybe if there's any other actors there,
signing anything because I'm evil.
No?
I'm evil in the poster, so I'm going to be evil for the rest of my life.
So check out the address of the store itself is jandjackshop.ecrater, ecrater.com. I'll post a link in the post for this episode. I will also post a link again on twitter.com/jandjack. Also, I'm hoping for it to be up by Thursday, so I can announce it on the show and you'll be able to check it out and everything. But the Lost Podcast Music, Volume 1, 2005.
It does have the hit song 50 Ways to Leave the Island.
I know. It's like that was the first one where Jack sang, and it's interesting.
It's the hit single. I almost didn't release it onto the album.
But you gave permission at the last second.
Well, I'm evil. So if you look at the poster, I'm evil.
But that album's going to be a blast. It's been a long process. I mean, it's been a
long
time coming.
We've been trying to tell Jay for the last, 3 years?
10 years to do it.
Release the music. Put it on music. People want it. I don't know why, but they do.
But it's all there. Zeke the Friendly Seabill. I mean, it's all there.
I forgot about that guy.
I mean, there's a lot. When I was like, oh, man, I forgot about this.
You can go on YouTube and search Jay and Jack Lenny. Someone put a video to the Lenny song.
That song's on there. I mean, every song we did, I think, from 2005, 2007 is on this album.
Right.
So it's gonna be great. I'm really excited. Sam from Sam and Nate did the artwork for the cover. It looks awesome.
And for you that didn't hear, Michael Emerson will be at the party.
Yes.
And there will be a couple other actors at the party, but we'll wait and announce those
exactly
later on. Once we get 100%.
And for the video voting, I think we're getting the details on that now. We'll post them up on Twitter.
Yeah, we know it's been pushed back behind, but they had a problem when they were uploading it.
Mm-hmm.
And
technology.
I guess it just drove them crazy.
All right, guys, we will see you on Friday morning for the next Lost Podcast. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.